Yeah. Will you be continuing to give vows and take advanced students in the next few years? Maybe. I don't know. I don't know. Who can tell? Who can tell about the future? No, if you want to make a... There's an old joke. If you want to make God laugh, make a plan. Yeah? Oh, you know, I'm almost 60 years old. If you look back, if, you know, people who have lived as long as I have, or even, you know, you young people who only are 50, just look back at your life. Just look back. A year ago, would you say that your life would, you know, would you have any idea that your life would be like it is now a year ago? Could you have possibly predicted it? What's the point in that, you see? What's the point in trying to plan the future or, you know, have expectations about you? The future will be. Que sera, sera. What will be, will be. Worry about the present. Just keep your mind focused on the present. The future will take care of itself in ways that you can't even begin to imagine. See, no point in it. It's one of the quickest and easiest ways to get a little happier, is to stop worrying about the future. It's completely useless to worry about the future. See, you know, here's how worrying about the future sort of, you know, operates. We sit around in the present imagining scenarios of what the future will be like. You know, so we have these like whole little like dreams, scenarios of this will happen and this might happen and this will, and then I'll do that and I'll give vows and then I'll take some advanced students and I'll do this and I'll do that. You know, the future never turns out to be like you thought it was going to be. Ever. Sometimes it has vague resemblances. But more often than not, it's completely different than what you thought it was going to be. So what's the point of sitting around thinking about it? What's the point about sitting around having big resentments about the past? Oh, you know, that person said this to me, they did this to me, my ex-wife did this or that, you know. And you sit around in the present, ruining your present by thinking about something that's gone, that's finished, you see. It's just reviving it over and over and over again. It's done. The image that comes to mind is Frankenstein for me. You ever see those Frankenstein movies? Where the monster, you know, there's a monster and they just like run electrodes through the monster and live again. You know. Like when we're sitting around thinking about all the bad things that people did to me, we're just running electricity through Frankenstein over and over and over again. We're just systematically causing ourselves pain. Yeah? So let it go. Past is done. Past is finished. There's two steps to this. Number one, forgive them. Forgive it. Let it go. Not forgiving them isn't hurting them. Not forgetting them is hurting you. You know, it's another example of this kind of like perverse idea that if I'm unhappy enough, they will be. Right? If I just like sit around and like hold a grudge, you know, really, really, really hard, then maybe somewhere, you know, across the world or wherever they are, they'll go, ow, oh, ow. Not forgiving them doesn't hurt them. It hurts you. So let it go. Let it go. That's number one. Number two, be grateful. Be grateful about everything and everybody you've encountered in the past. You can't be grateful probably until you forgive, you see. So it works in that way. But then you have gratitude instead of resentment and anger and hostility about the past. Then your present changes. Presto changeo. Easy. This is one of the easiest ways to change your present. Present level of happiness. Let go of past results. They're past. They're done. It's over. Okay? Over. Finished. Past means past. The only way that they are continuing to live is by you reviving them over and over again, like Frankenstein. So let it go. And number two, stop worrying about the future. The future's not going to be the way you think it is anyway. So what's the point about worrying about it? Imaginary scenarios. See? So just worry about the present. Jesus said this. He said, stop worrying about the future. There's enough to worry about in the present. Stop worrying about the... What do you think? The present's got enough stuff to worry about. Why are you inventing stuff to worry about? Keep your mind focused on the only time that there is, which is the present, which is constantly changing. Yeah. Keep up. Yeah, keep up. Don't lag. Sitting around thinking about the past is lagging behind. You're lagging behind. And you're ruining the only time that exists for you by poisoning your present by thinking about a past that's gone. Or poisoning your present by having imaginary scenarios that won't even happen the way you're thinking about them happen. Imaginary scenarios about the future that won't be anything like what you're thinking about them. It's crazy. We're kind of bad off, aren't we? We're kind of bad off. But there's just a little tweak here and there, just a little change. It doesn't take much. This that what I just said, you know, is in every one of our hands right now. So it doesn't require any big thing, any like going to the Himalayas or, you know, taking robes or anything like that. All you need to do is to think differently, to think more realistically, actually, to think realistically. So just remember that the future is never like you think it's going to be. The future will not be ever like what you think it's going to be. And the past is gone. Let it go. And live in the present. Happy.